Welcome, the Energy First Responders. This 11th day of February 2026. As we move forward in time, the interesting essence of this world that we're in. As we find ourselves in this concept of moving forward in time, with each step, with each thing that comes next, we ask first to create a loving space for this group as we embrace unconditional love as our mantra, as our state of beingness, and create a group surrounded in unconditional love, where anything that is no longer needed is quietly being transmuted, and all of the new ways, new beings, new beingness, new thoughts, new awareness, which, yes, has been there all the time, but becomes more and more into us, into our actions, into our awareness, into our deep, deep, deep beingness, to the very, very solid core of ourselves, becomes that space of unconditional love. We allow ourselves to be a column of light, or even just have a core of light that radiates out as it radiates out from us. Again, with source, pure, pure source, being what moves through our group, also with the connection to the earth and the divine plan, with the earth and all of the inhabitants, all of life, nature as well as humans. As we allow the unity consciousness to permeate, the unity consciousness permeate. And we now, as we come with a center within ourselves, and then with a center within the group, and with all who may listen to this recording, or be a part of this group, or was a part, or and really the very essence of God just being here with us, as we move through the world. In the world, but not of it completely. So many places, so many situations. And we start with our own lives. Any areas where there's help needed, where there's love, as we ask for assistance to embrace any particular situation with love. Which allows us to move into seeing love in all situations. Even if it seems like it's not. And for those of you who have seen the movie Star Wars, the first three films that came out, the end of the third film, where our hero, Luke Skywalker, says that he sees the good in his father, Darth Vader, even though everyone tells him that Darth Vader's pure evil, on and on, is good and bad sense. And when the Emperor is about to kill Luke Skywalker and he has no control, and he asks the light within Darth Vader to help him because he can see the light or the love, whatever we want to call that. And Darth Vader does help save his son, Luke. Because the light prevailed in that case, if you look at the parameters of the film and light and dark. And so all over, everywhere that's happening, we ask to see, to nurture the light within each person, the light within each plant, animal, mineral, and we ask to embrace everything with love. as we allow ourselves to be embraced. And as we are embraced, that spirit of us lifts. And even the spirit of a whole group can lift as people get together to help each other in all these different situations. And we allow what is happening to happen as we learn to let go of judgment. And allow our intuition and our loving kindness nature to assist. We'll spend just a few minutes going inside. Bring in some sounds as we go within and find all of those ways to embrace with love. Allow ourselves to be lifted. We give great thanks. For the love that embraces. We give great thanks for the love that embraces and that concept, love, the most magical thing on this planet. Love is the most magical thing on this planet. And the opportunity to be together this morning, we are just very, very grateful. We give great thanks as we say, so be it, so it is done.